"You seem worried, Mr. Barsad," said Carton calmly. The spy turned to Mr. Lorry. "Miss Pross is my sister, sir. Would you send her brother to his death, sir?"
"The best thing for your sister, Mr. Barsad," said Carton smoothly, "is not to have a brother like you. I think I will inform the tribunal that I suspect you of spying for England. You will be condemned at once, I am sure."
"All right," Barsad said slowly. "I'll help you. But don't ask me to do anything that will put my life in danger, because I won't do it."
"You're a guard at the Conciergerie prison, where Darnay is, aren't you?" said Carton. "Come, let us talk privately in the next room." When Mr. Carton returned alone, Mr. Lorry asked what he had done.
"Not much," replied Carton.
"But if it goes badly for Darnay tomorrow, I can visit him once. It's all I could do."
"But that will not save him," cried Mr. Lorry sadly.
"I never said it would." Mr. Lorry was an old man now, with a life of hard